Welcome to the Cairns Writes Podcast, home of science fiction, fantasy, and horror author Michael Cairns, me. If you like what you hear today, you can find more at cairnswrites.com and download free sci-fi novella, Childhood Dreams.
In episode 8 of Scarlet's Web, Scarlet met Red Riding Hood. It turns out it's not just the hood. Red's fighting leathers are the same colour, not to mention skin tight and somewhat distracting. Just as Scarlet beat her conscience to the floor and got her flirt on, Granny started screaming. Scarlet's Web, episode 9. The ashes are what's left of the children. What the hell was she talking about? Scarlet swallowed, staring across the clearing to the cottage. An old woman stood out on the porch, one hand waving a stick in the air. What children? What do you mean? I am not the only person around here who does something every day. There are two children who come walking here. Some days they go home with candy. Other days... She rubbed her face with her palms. Scarlet's mouth dropped open. Please tell me they aren't called Hansel and Gretel. Red looked at her with wide eyes, mouth open in a circle. How did you know? Scarlet shook her head. Don't ask. But what about your granny? You know, when they go home with sweets. Those are the days she is out. Are you sure? I thought... Did she need to say that? Probably not. Right, okay, so we should go then. Red took her shoulder and they turned away from the cottage, heading deeper into the forest. They paused in a clearing and Scarlet laid out the ingredients, paying close attention to where she placed them. She was about to cast when she realised she couldn't take them back to the boardroom. She pictured the gates through which she'd watched them drag skinny Scarlet. Could she remember it well enough? She closed her eyes, trying to find the details. They were made of metal with sort of chicken wire stuff across the frame. What had the floor looked like? She hunched her shoulders and let them drop. She didn't have time to mess around. In the distance, Granny's voice came again, but it was getting closer now, and she sounded pissed. She cast, holding the picture in her mind as she spoke. The light appeared and she reached out her hand until she felt Red slip into it. She took a deep breath and walked them through. The breath came out in a huge rush as she saw the gate before them. Red stared about her, eyes wide and hands held. She looked oddly nervous and her gaze settled on Scarlet. Where does all this metal come from? Dunno. They probably bought it. But where do those people get it from? There's so much. Isn't there always? Red shook her head, eyes still wide. Right, so how do we break in? I didn't know there was steel here. This could be difficult. Scarlet sighed. One of those days. She glanced over her shoulder. They were stood by the side of a road, empty of cars. Across the other side was wasteland, tall grasses waving in the breeze. The fence ran in both directions as far as she could see. It was the gate or nothing. Red knelt before it, staring at the lock, head still shaking back and forth. There was no handle, just a keyhole in the metal. She stood and wiped her hands on her hips. We'll have to go over. Over? Scarlet looked at the top of the gate. It was so high. She looked down at her feet and up again at the gate. Yeah, that's not happening. Red glanced back, eyebrows raised. It isn't that difficult. Watch me. She took a step back and raced at the gate. She sprang off at the last second and hurtled upwards, her hands grabbing the top. In the next second, she hauled herself up and perched on top of the gate. It is your turn now. Scarlet burst out laughing. Right, funny. Can you open the gate from in there? Red gave her another confused look. What was she missing? Look, Red, I'm really not jumping up there. That earned her another look, but Red dropped down behind the gate. A few seconds later, it swung open, and Scarlet sauntered through, giving her new companion a wide smile. She tried her best to look calm and casual and ignore the sweat that was drying on her neck from her moment of panic. They hurried down the concrete path between more waving grass towards another hangar. They are exposed, visible to anyone wanting to watch them. She shuddered. It was like being on a catwalk, only without the flashing cameras and all the people lusting after her. In fact, it was nothing like a catwalk, and everything like going up to the front in assembly, even down to the threat of what might happen when she got there. The front door swung open at Red's touch, and they crept inside. The hangar was filled with buildings, the corners hidden in darkness. The two of them rushed into the shadows. Scarlet struggled to draw breath. Where were they? Where was Martin, who wasn't Martin? Why hadn't they been stopped? It was a trap. It had to be a trap. She was about to say so to Red when men's voices cut through the silence. There are too many here and not enough of us. Do we need another cull? Silence for a moment. Wasn't cull what you did to sick cows? She grabbed Red's hand, eyes flashing in the darkness. They wouldn't, they couldn't. That's a definite possibility. I'd rather avoid it if we can, though. The clean-up can be complicated. Red moved, pulling Scarlet along with her around the side of the building, and the men's voices faded away. How are we going to find her? Scarlet said. Her voice sounded loud in the still and she gasped, clapping her hand over her mouth. Red shook her head. I don't know. Perhaps we should get inside? Scarlet nodded and they walked around the building until they found a door. They entered into a long hallway. On the wall to one side, a huge white board was covered in scribbles. It reminded her of Mum's handwriting, only Mum didn't write the names of people who were about to be culled. She stared at the words, trying to sort through the names. She wasn't there. Damn it. They ran back out and went to the next, repeating the process. They'd gone through 5 buildings before she started to panic. They were never going to find her. They were going to be culled and she and Red would have to sit and watch and there was nothing they could do. They ducked out of the building and raced towards the next. Her heart hammered, the blood thumping in her ears. She was around the corner before she realised the voices had returned. The two men froze, staring at her as her mouth dropped open. Escapees, well, this is unusual. Please wait there, ladies. His hand went into his jacket and emerged moments later. He pointed the gun he held straight at her. Please, stand absolutely still.
Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, you can find more at cairnsrights.com and come back in a week for the next episode. You can also find me on Pinterest, Facebook, Goodreads, and Twitter, or email me at michael@cairnsrights.com.